BioTalkRadio.com.
Talking to the radio show.
He's texting me on that radio station.
For real?
Yeah.
Can I be on that radio station?
You can. You want to talk to him?
I need to talk to him.
You got to talk to him. Hold on one second.
Are you ready for a show where nothing is too taboo?
I'm waiting for like a cop pulled up. What are you doing out here on this corner, boy?
Just doing a radio show, officer.
I'll be like, you looking for a good time, officer? Is that a donut on your penis, or are you just happy to see me? Oh, that's an eclair, son of a bitch.
It's a Boston cream pie.
Gosh, that's the Boston cream, baby.
And for the show where everything is fair game,
I want to put my dick on a flag and fly it above my house. I'll fucking do it. We could sing a song about it. We sell banana, B-A-N-A-N-A-S. There's our island theme song. We spell banana, B-A-N-A-N-A.
Good thought. Give me your, I don't know, what's the first thing you think of when you see your dick? That's a good thought.
Pussy.
Then put the children to bed.
Like, I swear I've heard all about this stuff, but I was like, what is this, like a fucking martial art or this type of food or something? I don't know what the hell it is. Is it a sexual position?
Asian Oompa Loompa, what?
Wait for it.
Oh,
I thought the people were going to be showing up to party. Oh, you done them down over here.
And pour yourself a cold one. As it's time for your only excuse to be home on Saturday nights.
First of all, has anyone ever told you that you have the laugh of a drunken schoolgirl?
Yeah, I have. Actually, that's what's gotten me laid.
Yeah, I can be playing with myself.
Oh, it's all going to be coming really, really soon.
You sitting down? Stand up real quick.
You, I'll be right back. I'm going to go grab a bucket in case I decide to hurl.
If you hurl, you're a fucking girl.
Oh, not the pelvic thrust.
It's time for CB Radio.
Just checking in to see if anyone remembers that this is a thing still. Hi, hello, shalom. This is CB Radio Live right here on the Wild Talk Radio Network, wildtalkradio.com, CBRadioLive.com, GreaterThanGreatDebate.com, twitch.tv/WGLive. Chat if you have that Amazon Prime link to your Twitch account. It's called Prime Gaming Support Shop by clicking the purple rectangular button below the screen. You can use credit code Rockstar before not Adam Shop, hashtag Epic Partner. So, before I introduce the people,
right now, she had her dress, but the top was all.
I'm just going to mute that. I'm just going to hard mute him for a moment. Appreciate everyone. We haven't done this show in a couple weeks. We're lucky we're doing this show tonight because there was an hour ago. Brent will tell you in a second. I was tempted to bail. But we're here. We're doing a show. We're not going to be live for a long time. Got a couple segments, then we're out for the night. That's the deal. But we owed you a show, so we're here to do a show. But I almost bailed. Isn't that right, intern Kinkins?
Yeah, it was touch and go there for a moment. It really was.
I had to talk myself back into doing the show. Yes, quick and dirty, yes. But we're here. We're doing the show. We have the
Can you tell the other person that I'd like a number 5 with fries on the side?
I have them hard muted, so I can't hear that.
Okay.
I hard muted that for the moment. so I can get through the intro. We have the X-Core Soldier himself, Subway.
What's up? Sorry, I was on mute.
Yeah, there you go. Because not talking, we got to talk. Everyone just has to keep talking so I know everything's working. So there's that. And we're going to try to unmute for the Lone Jobber.
Lone Jobber!
There, it worked. That was perfect timing. It worked like a charm. Hi, friends. How's everybody?
I need a break after watching however many hours of wrestling that was, but...
That's good, because we're not talking wrestling tonight, because we're here to talk anything else.
There we go. Tuesday night, we will talk wrestling.
Tuesday night, not so live, following the Rax Gobble Gobble Wobble Wobble Thanksgiving Spectacular. Double feature. Tuesday, hopefully. Fingers crossed. It was 5.5 hours. It was 5.5 hours. Yes, it was 5.5 hours that I watched. We have The Godfather Extreme Rob Parks.
Woo! We're back, baby!
We're back for a shortish time. Shortish time. But it'll be good quality content for the short time we're here. Anyway, so because we're here, we're doing a thing, we're doing the show, which means we're doing this. If it wants to work.
School is now in session. It's time to step inside the classroom to learn some useless, meaningful knowledge about movies, wrestling, music, video games, and more. This is the Intern's Corner.
What is in the corner this week?
We have our Roll. This Week in Wrestling History. We have our celebrity birthdays that we'll be doing, and then we have our movie of the week.
Yes.
So, first and foremost, This Week in Wrestling History. I guess you can say it's gonna surround a lot about one particular show. November 14th, 1999, Survivor Series. It was the pay-per-view debut of one Olympic champion, Kurt Angle, and Steve Austin also got hit by a car.
Oh, it's true?
It's damn true.
It's damn true, yeah.
November 15th, 1998, so just under 1 year before that, Survivor Series Deadly Games took place, right? The Vince Russo-led tournament to crown the world championship took place over one night, and it saw the ending with Mr. McMahon turning his back on mankind and creating the corporate champ of The Rock.
That was a fun show.
The creation of Dwayne.
The corporate champion.
The corporate champ. November 16th, 1996, at November to Remember, the Blue World Order debuted. On November 17th, 1996, the previously mentioned Dwayne came out in his first incarnation. That's right, pineapple hair Rocky Maivia made his television debut at Survivor Series and was the sole survivor for his team. November 17th, 1997, Rick Rude made television history, appearing both on Nitro and Raw on the exact same night, and somehow undergoing a shave in that time span.
Amazing.
Yeah, wonder how that ever happened. November 17th, 2002, the first ever Elimination Chamber match happened at Survivor Series. November 18th, 2001, we saw the end of the Invasion angle at Survivor Series with the Team WWE facing off against the Alliance in the winner-take-all match. And then finally, November 18th, 2012.
Long live, long live the Alliance. Long live the Alliance.
It didn't live after that pay-per-view. And then November 18th, 2012, we saw the debut of The Shield.
The Shield, you say?
No.
You sure?
No. Yes. Because it's probably going to take too much resources.
It's not the resources, not the issue. It's finding it. Anyway.
So this week in celebrity birthdays, first up, November 12th is the birthday of an actress. She's from The Princess Diaries. She was in Les Mis. She was in Devil Wears Prada, The Intern. It is one, Anne Hathaway.
42.
Okay.
41.
Okay.
Burgers.
43.
44.
41 is the correct answer. Next up, we have an actor who was in Remember the Titans. He was on the Mickey Mouse Club as a youth. He was in The Notebook. And then most recently, he was Ken in the Barbie movie, Ryan Gosling.
Oh, carry the one. Let's go with 44.
Okay. 43.
Rob, sneaking in with the correct answer, 43. Next up, he's a comedian. He is a late night host. It is Jimmy Kimmel.
Is he, though?
I mean, technically, yes. Chat says 56. We got a 50 from Sarah in chat.
56? 56?
56 is the correct answer.
Guy used to host the Man Show.
He did.
Yes, he did. Next up, we have... He was Putty on Seinfeld. He's the voice of Joe from Family Guy. He was the voice of... I'm sorry, he played the Tick. It is Patrick Warburton.
Gotta support the team.
go, Cap!
He's gotta be up there.
What do you say, Seb?
61.
I was gonna say 60.
59.
He is 59!
Well, you could have waited for Rob, but Rob was thinking, but good job. Oh.
No, it's okay. No, you know.
Well,
okay.
You also said the right answer, so there we go. Next up, we'll start with Rob on this one. He is a former SNL host, or cast member. I believe he dated one of the Kardashians? Pete Davidson.
Which Kardashian?
Wait, let me see. I'm sorry. He dated Ariana Grande.
Okay. He apparently dated Kim, according to chat.
Yeah. See?
I asked which one.
And he hooked up with Kim. And Kanye got all mad about it.
Jobber. When does Kanye not get mad?
Wait, Jobber isn't a know about Kardashian
stuff? Well, you know.
Wait. Jobber knows Kardashian stuff. Can we just talk about
that? No, I know. Kanye stuff. Because it was
Rock,
in the news.
Rock, we're adding it to the list.
Okay, he keeps up with the Kardashians. Just we're like making it clear.
Yeah,
that's what's happening.
It's going on the list.
It's going on the list.
Time to watch the news or even read it.
Yeah. Anyway, 29.
Yeah, I was gonna say since I've never heard of this guy, he's probably like maybe 31.
33.
Sub.
35.
He is 30. Okay, three more. Next up, we have an actor. He was in Big Fish. He's been on Always Sunny in Philadelphia. Mm-hmm. Danny DeVito.
Of all the things you said for Danny DeVito,
Always Sunny. Always Sunny is probably the most current thing that I could think of that he's been in.
Or every other was. Yeah. Or a commercial for whatever product he's endorsing.
Yeah.
Oh, Jersey Mike's. That's right.
He's all over.
Taxi.
Yeah. That's where
the Penguin wins.
But you guys already know who the hell he was, so I don't have to go into everything.
Yeah, but you could have been more topical of who he is.
Whatever. Danny DeVito, how old is he?
Throw Mama.
He said Always Sunny. That's fair.
Thank you.
Chat says 62. I say 78.
I'm going to go 8. I'll go 73.
Got a 72. 79. Got a 72 in chat as well. All right, next.
79. All right. Well, we talked about someone being in The Notebook before. We'll talk about his co-star. She was also in Mean Girls. It is one Rachel McAdams.
Oh, Rachel McAdams. 45.
44.
38.
What else has she been in?
47.
46 we got.
She was in Sherlock Holmes as Irene Adler.
Wedding Crashers.
She was in that Wedding Crashers, Red Eye.
Oh, okay.
She was the well-adjusted daughter in Wedding Crashers. Isla Fisher was the crazy one.
47?
The correct answer is 45.
Let's go.
And finally, speaking of Wedding Crashers, from that movie, from Zoolander, from Armageddon, and basically from the meme of going, wow, it's Owen Wilson.
55.
Oh, and also, most topically, most recent, I should say, from the Loki miniseries.
Thank you.
Thank you.
What's a Loki?
The cousin of Kiwi.
Rock, it's the guy from Fortnite.
The one 45. No one wears. Got it.
The one that was wasn't he a Fortnite club skin?
Crew, yeah.
Or crew, yeah.
What's the answer?
55.
Let's go. Is the answer 55. I knew that one because I was all over Twitter today.
All right. And our movie of the week this week, our movie of the week this week, based mostly because the most recent film came out this weekend, yesterday actually, Songbirds and Snakes. It is The Hunger Games.
Okay.
So, from 2012, so the first one. So, a few pieces of trivia from The Hunger Games. First off, there was a swear jar on set. co-writer and director Gary Ross said that half of the swear jar was contributed by one Jennifer Lawrence. While horsing around on set, Jennifer Lawrence accidentally kicked Joss Hutcherson in the head, knocking him out and resulting in a concussion. Jennifer Lawrence was paid the high fee of $500,000 for her first or for this movie. It took her 3 days to accept the role because she was unsure how it would affect her career since her background was mostly on independent films up to this point. For Hunger Games Catching Fire, the sequel, she was paid $10 million, which was 20 times the initial offer. Donald Sutherland saw the script by accident. After reading it, he lobbied for the role of President Snow because the script reminded him of Stanley Kubrick's Path to Glory from 1957. He wrote a letter of plea to the director, Gary Ross, explaining what the character of Snow meant for the narrative and why he should be cast in the role. It worked, and Ross was so impressed by Sutherland's insights that he wrote two scenes into the script based upon what Sutherland had written to him. Liam Hemsworth and Jennifer Lawrence are natural blondes, but they had to dye their hair brown for their roles in the film, while Hutcherson, a natural brunette, had to dye his hair blonde for his part. Woody Harrelson is a vegan in real life, so when you notice in the scenes in which his character Hamish is eating, it's always either desserts, vegetables, or drinks. Jennifer Lawrence is left-handed in real life, but in the movie, she appears right-handed because she had to learn to do everything with her right hand, including how to shoot a bow and arrow.
Interesting.
Emma Roberts, Chloe Grace Moretz, Haley Steinfeld, Abigail Breslin, Saoirse Ronan, Emily Browning, Brie Larson, and Shailene Woodley were all considered originally for the part of Katniss. And then finally, Lenny Kravitz was cast in the role of Cinna without auditioning after co-writer and director Gary Ross was impressed by his brief performance in the role Precious. Because most of Cinna's scenes were with Katniss, Kravitz had learned as much as he could about Jennifer Lawrence through his daughter, Zoe, who had appeared with Jennifer Lawrence in X-Men First Class from 2011, the year before.
That was a lot of people auditioning for, like, one role. That you just rattled off, like, oh, here's seven people. Like, oh, okay, cool. Don't know half of them, but that's cool. We'll roll with it.
You know half of them.
No, we don't.
Repeat the names.
I think I caught like, a lot of them.
Okay. Emma Roberts.
Okay.
Okay.
From We're the Millers. And,
The daughter from We're the Millers. Okay, got it.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Chloe Grace Moretz.
Who?
Kick-Ass,
yeah, Hit-Girl.
Okay, well, sure.
Haley Steinfeld.
With Johnny Depp.
Sure, keep going.
You know who Haley Steinfeld is, right?
I've heard the name.
She was in Pitch Perfect 2. She was Kate Bishop in the Hawkeye series.
Totally watched both of those things.
Oh, okay.
She was the girl from True Grit, the remake with the remake of the John Wayne movie.
Yep, totally watched that too. Mm-hmm.
One with Thanos.
Yeah. I watched that one.
Yep. White Queen.
Uh huh.
Abigail Breslin. All right. Have you seen Little Miss Sunshine?
Yeah, totally on repeat, 24/7. Yep.
Fuck rock.
Was she the little girl?
She was the little girl,
okay.
And she has since grown up. She was also in She was also in Definitely Maybe with Ryan Reynolds and Elizabeth Banks.
No.
Okay.
Saoirse Ronan. She was in the movie Hannah. She was in the movie Atonement.
Yep, seen them. Mm-hmm.
Uh-huh.
Okay.
If you saw her, you'd probably recognize her. Emily Browning is the girl from what is that movie? She was Violet from a series of Unfortunate Events.
Mm-hmm.
And
okay.
Which
Series of Unfortunate Events?
The movie.
I didn't watch the movie.
The one with Jim Carrey. She was in Sucker Punch. She was in Pompeii. She's in American Gods.
Yep, seen that. Mm-hmm.
Okay, that's a couple I've seen.
Okay, I'm going to say this one, and Rock, if you don't know it, then I know you're just fucking bullshitting. Brie Larson.
Who?
Is that one of the Bella twins?
Oh, Brie Mode, got it.
Brie Mode.
I hope your fucking computer dies.
Wow. So mean.
I hope your BIOS needs upgrading.
That's already been done.
Ouch.
Mean. That's so mean. But out of all...
Shailene,
Out of all the names I've known Brie Larson, that's.
And then Shailene Woodley.
What's she?
You would know her, Rock.
Elaborate, please.
She's the girl from the Divergent series.
Oh, yep, seen that one. Mm-hmm.
And she was also engaged to Aaron fucking Rodgers. She's the one that broke up with him about, you know, the panini.
It's great. Like, you think I pay attention to people he's dated. Mm-hmm.
No, I just know the fact that it's like, that was actually something that was talked about on NFL.
If it's not Taylor Swift, it doesn't really matter.
And the funny thing is, the fact that it's Taylor Swift is because of the other brother, not the one on your team.
Yet our radio station is not playing Taylor Swift music until Tuesday in support of the Eagles.
It's okay, Rock. Just shake it off. Just shake it off.
True story, by the way. That's a true story. But hey, their parents get to meet on Monday. She won't be there.
Yay, I don't care.
She won't be there. She's in Brazil or wherever. But the parents get to meet at the football game.
Yay.
Sports. Debate. Ready, set, go.
It is time for the Greater Than the Great Debate.
Songs of 2005. Let's roll.
All right, so Jobber gets to read this one, so have fun.
Brent, let's go.
God damn it, he's on the show. He's supposed
he's
to be
working.
This shit.
He's working.
I work too!
During the show?
Yes, actually, sometimes.
Sad. Just can't take an hour away. Okay.
From all the movies you've seen, I'm surprised you work a day in your life.
No, it's called I Can Have Movies On While I Work. It's great. All right, so.
What do we got?
Before Rock's computer decides to quit on him for the night, we have Soldier. Destiny's Child taking on Bring 'Em Out by T.I.
Soldier.
Sure, Soldier.
Soldier.
Bring 'Em Out, Bring 'Em Out.
Bring 'Em Out.
Soldier will move on next.
Drop It Like It's Hot, Snoop Dogg taking on Pawn the Replay by Rihanna.
Drop It Like It's Hot. Nope.
Drop It Like It's Hot.
The Rihanna. Uh-huh.
Jabber, you went with?
Hot.
Drop It Like It moves on. Next.
La Tortura, Shakira, Mockingbird, Eminem.
Eminem.
Shakira.
I see him.
What was that?
I see him.
We'll go with the second one.
Make wings.
Yeah.
A hugs away. Hi. Well, baby, drop. Don't see me.
She's learning words. Next.
Pretty soon she'll be a co-host. If not already. My Boo, Usher and Alicia Keys taking on Because of You, Kelly Clarkson.
Oh, Kelly Clarkson.
First one?
It will be one day. It will be her show one day.
Yeah, it will. we'll go with Kelly.
Don't climb up there again, Ella.
Brent? Your pick?
Oh, Kelly.
Moves on, next.
Ordinary People, John Legend, Candy Shop, 50 Cent.
Candy Shop.
Candy Shop.
Candy Shop.
I'll go with Legend. Candy Shop.
Moves on, next.
Oh, God.
The timing.
What was it, 3 years ago, Rock?
Uh-huh.
3 years ago?
Uh-huh.
Oh, God, that was the best debate we ever had right next to the hockey one. So for those of you who did not catch it, 3 years ago this week, we had a Greater Than Great Debate, Linkin Park songs, featuring one part-time player, Ace, also on here. There is a video that Rock has from his stream of the utter pain that he goes through listening to us make our picks.
Fantastic.
That was great. Thank you, Rock, for sharing that again.
You're welcome.
To remind us all.
So, the reason we laugh is the next matchup is Numb and Encore, Jay-Z and Linkin Park, which I think I talk about on that video clip.
Yep.
taking on Holiday by Green Day, which I thought was actually a two song as well, because I thought it was paired with Boulevard of Broken Dreams.
That's also on here somewhere.
Okay. I thought technically that was two, or I guess it's two different singles, but it runs together as one song.
It's two different singles on the Billboard Top 100.
I know, I'm just saying, like,
Linkin Park.
On the album, I think it's two. Yeah, I'm going to go with Linkin Park because you get two songs for one.
Twice the fun.
Ask anyone.
No, that's trying too hard. The other one.
So he went anti-Linkin Park, got it.
Yes, anti-Linkin Park.
Sub?
I'll go Park.
Linkin Park. Move on, next.
Lovers and Friends, Little John, featuring Usher and Ludacris, taking on Switch by Will Smith.
Little John.
Little John.
Little John?
Keep My Wife's Name Out Your Mouth.
Does not. Move on. Next.
All right. Best of You, Foo Fighters. Cool. Gwen Stefani.
Gwen.
Yeah, Will Smith kind of canceled himself.
Fighters of Foo.
Foo Fighter.
Dave Grohl.
Foo.
The Foo. Move on. Next.
All right. Round two. Soldier from Destiny's Child. Drop It Like It's Hot. Snoop Dogg.
Drop It Like It's Hot.
Soldier.
Drop It Like It's Hot.
Hot dicks.
Drop It Like It's Hot. Moves on. Next.
Mockingbird. Eminem. Because of You. Kelly Clarkson.
Clarkson. Clarkity Clark.
Kelly Clarkson.
Trevor.
Question.
Rob.
I'll go Underdog. I'll go Eminem.
Kelly Clarkson. Moves on. Next.
Candy Shop, 50 Cent, Numb and Encore, Jay-Z, and Linkin Park. Linkin Park.
50 Cent.
Rock, be right back.
Yeah.
Too cool.
So,
what were the options?
Candy Shop, Numb Encore.
I'll go Candy Shop.
Numb, we'll move on. Next. We have, apparently, since Brent left, Lovers and Friends taking on Best of You.
Second one.
Method Man. Can you check in
Sub, you went to second one.
Method Man.
Method Man was totally an option. Yep, Method Man or Best of You by Foo Fighters. Moves on. We got Drop It Like It's Hot taking on Best of Because of You by Kelly Clarkson.
Kelly Clarkson.
What was that, Jabs?
Hot.
Drop It Like It's Hot. Sub.
Drop It Like It's Hot.
Drop It Like It's Hot. Moves on. Next.
Numb and Encore from Jay-Z and Linkin Park takes on Best of You, the Foo Fighters.
Foo Fighters.
Foo Fighters.
Linkin Park.
Foo You.
Foo Fighters will move on. Next.
Yeah.
All right. I have to expand this to get it all to fit. Drop It Like It's Hot, Snoop Dogg, Best of You, Foo Fighters.
Drop It Like It's Hot.
Drop It Like It's Hot.
Best of You.
Drop It Like
the
It's
Best.
Go ahead. Best of You, Rob.
Best of me.
Best of You moves on. Next.
All right. Going back into round number ones. Inside Your Head, Carrie Underwood. Or I'm sorry, Inside Your Heaven. My bad. Inside Your Heaven, Carrie Underwood. Gold Digger, Kanye West featuring Jamie Foxx.
Gold Digger.
Gold Digger.
Gold Digger. Gold Finger.
Tim's Crazy Ex.
Gold Digger moves on. Next.
Oh god, this was a song of 2005. Sugar We're Going Down by Fall Out Boy. Speed of Sound, Coldplay.
Fall Out Boy.
Fall Out Boy?
Coldplay?
Millhouse.
Fall Out Boy. We'll move on.
Great episode.
Next.
Great.
Watch out, Radioactive Man.
These goggles, they do nothing.
Goggles, they do nothing. Next up, Out of Control, 50 Cent featuring Mobb Deep. Don't lie, the Black Eyed Peas.
Black Eyed Peas, Mobb Deep.
Black Eyed Peas?
We'll move on next.
Next up, Mr. Brightside, The Killers, Wonderful. Ja Rule featuring R. Kelly and Ashanti.
That's Mr. Brownstone?
What?
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 Right. Mr. Brightside.
Yeah. He got it.
Yeah, that one.
Oh. Okay. Brightside moves on. Next.
Lose Control, Misty Elliott, featuring Ciara and Fat Man Scoop, taking on Soul Survivor, Young Yeezy, featuring Akon.
Lose Control.
Snowman.
Misty.
The second one.
Didn't you pick Missy Elliott earlier? Okay. Okay, Missy Elliott moves on. I'm just next.
Okay. Oh, Ciara featuring Ludacris. Since you've been gone, Kelly Clarkson.
Since you've been gone.
Luda.
Since you've been gone.
Moves Luda, on. Fat, next.
Fat computer.
She Will Be Loved, Maroon 5. Karma, Alicia Keys.
Karma.
Maroon 5.
Karma will move on. Next.
Over and Over, Nelly and Tim McGraw. Beverly Hills, Weezer.
Beverly Hills.
Weezer.
Beverly Hills.
Weezer.
Beverly Hills will move on. Next.
All right, into round number two is Gold Digger, Kanye West, Sugar We're Going Down, Fall Out Boy.
Fall Out Boy.
Fall Out Boy.
Kanye. Fall Out.
Rob?
Not Fall Out.
Gold Digger moves on. Next.
Don't Lie, The Black Eyed Peas, Mr. Brightside, The Killers.
Black Eyed Peas.
The Brightside.
Mr. Bright.
The Killers.
We'll move on. Next.
Lose Control, Missy Elliott. Since You've Been Gone, Kelly Clarkson.
Kelly Clarkson.
Lose Control.
The first one.
Kelly Clarkson.
Not Kelly.
Kelly moves on. Next.
Karma, Alicia Keys, Beverly Hills, Weezer.
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 Fight the Weezer.
Beverly Hills. That's where I want to be.
I've been there. It's not that fancy anymore.
But it moves on. Next.
Gold Digger, Mr. Brightside.
Gold Digger.
Gold Digger.
Right.
Killers.
Jobber?
Broke.
I didn't hear what he said.
Broke. Gold Digger. Gold Digger.
Okay. But I can barely, like, you muffle sometimes when you off the mic. That's why.
Okay.
Next.
Since You've Been Gone, Kelly Clarkson, Beverly Hills, Weezer.
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 Kelly Clarkson.
Did the bugs right here. It's just a moth.
Mm-hmm.
Close eyes, cold.
Fuck you!
What are choices?
Weezer moved on. Next.
Sweet.
Gold Digger, Kanye West, Beverly Hills, Weezer.
Weezer.
Fuck you, point to you.
Weezer.
Weezer.
Moves on. Next.
All right. We're halfway through this. Halfway through. Like You. Dear God. Like You, Bow Wow featuring Ciara. Behind These Hazel Eyes, Kelly Clarkson.
Go with Bow Wow. Why not?
Hazel Eyes.
Never heard of this Kelly Clarkson.
Kelly Clarkson.
The second one.
Moves on. Next.
Hate It or Love It, The Game featuring 50 Cent, Boulevard of Broken Dreams, Green Day.
Green Day.
There's that second Broken half Dream. Of the song.
Hey, the first one.
The Green Day.
We'll move on. Next.
Next up, we have How We Do, The Game featuring 50 Cent. So, again, a song, The Game and 50 Cent, taking on Holla Back Girl, Gwen Stefani.
Do I even need to?
Yes, please. Do the whole thing.
That second one.
Makes you holla?
Come on, Jobs. Do it.
I am at work, sir.
Is work.
No, no. You open the door, Jobber. You get to walk through it now.
No. I'm merely saying, do I really need to
say
which one I'm going to be going with?
Yeah.
Really, if
yes,
you're making me choose rock, that is the straight up bananas. B-A-N-A-N-A-N-A-N-A-S. Bananas.
There you go. Next.
Alright, next. Get It Poppin', Fat Joe featuring Nelly, Disco Inferno, 50 Cent.
Horrible songs.
Fitty.
Yeah, I'll go with Half Dollar.
Moves on.
Next up, Wake Me Up When September Ends, Green Day. these words, Natasha Bedingfield.
Before you know it.
Green Day.
Green Day.
Green Day.
Dookie.
Green Day moves on. Next.
Daughters, John Mayer, just a little bit, 50 Cent.
Just a little bit.
50. Just a little bit.
That's how easy you can make daughters.
50 Cent. We'll move on. Next.
As Good As I Once Was by Toby Keith. Let Me Love You, Mario.
Toby Keith.
TK.
Tobers.
Not Toby Keith.
Toby moves on. Next.
Feel Good Inc., Gorillaz. Let Me Go, Three Doors Down.
Gorillaz.
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 Gorillaz, move on. Next.
Now we're into round number twos. Oh, good. We're getting there. Behind These Hazel Eyes, Kelly Clarkson, Boulevard of Broken Dreams, Green Day.
Green Day.
The Grand Day.
Green Day.
Moves on. Next.
Holla Back Girl, Gwen Stefani, Disco Inferno, 50 Cent.
Ain't no Holla Back Girl. Ain't no Holla Back Girl.
I'm going to go with the Holla.
The Holla Back Girl. On. Next.
Wake Me Up When September Ends, Green Day, Just a Little Bit, 50 Cent.
Green Day.
Yeah, I'm going to go Green Day.
Green Day.
Not Green Day. So.
The Grand Day.
Moves on. Next.
As Good As I Once Was, Toby Keith. Feel Good Inc., Gorillaz.
Gorillaz.
The Gorillaz. All
good. Gorillaz.
Moves on. Next.
Boulevard of Broken Dreams, Green Day, Holla Back Girl, Gwen Stefani.
B.A.
Holla Back Girl.
N.A. N.A.
Yes. Okay. No doubt in my mind, this will go the distance.
Because it ain't no Boulevard. Holla Back Girl. It ain't no Holla Back Girl moves on. Next.
Wake Me Up When September Ends, Green Day, Feel Good Inc., Gorillaz.
Gorillaz.
Green Day.
Gorillaz.
Gorillaz.
Move on. Next.
Holla Back Girl, Feel Good Inc.
Holla Back Girl.
If this wins, does he have to sing it at work?
Yes.
Damn it. I'm really glad, A, I wasn't singing that out loud, so either you or them could hear. That was Holla Back Girl. Yeah.
But you can sing it softly to us.
No, I can't. Not that would build pick up.
Next.
Breakaway, Kelly Clarkson, Don't Ya, the Pussycat Dolls.
Don't Ya.
Don't Ya?
Don't Ya. Moves on. Next.
Caught Up, Usher, I Don't Want to Be, Gavin DeGraw.
Usher?
Usher?
Gavin.
Mr. Ever?
Usher, I guess.
Usher moves on. Next.
Next up, Don't Funk With My Heart, the Black Eyed Peas, Photograph, Nickelback.
Well, I've heard of one of these, so Nickelback.
Nickelback.
Look at this photograph.
Moves on. Next.
Rich Girl, Gwen Stefani, featuring Eve, Scars, Papa Roach.
Papa Roach.
Papa.
Gwen.
Gwen.
We'll move on. Next.
My Humps, the Black Eyed Peas. Shake It Off, Mariah Carey.
My Humps.
My Humps over Nick Cannon's Baby Mama.
There's a lot of them. I'll go with My Love.
Thank you, Mariah Carey. But My Humps will move on next.
1-2-Step, Ciara featuring Missy Elliott. We Belong Together, Mariah Carey.
1-2.
1-2.
Mariah Carey.
1-2.
It is the time of our Lord and Savior, Mariah Carey.
She does not move on here. Next.
Let Me Hold You, Bow Wow, featuring Omarion. Get Back, featuring Ludacris.
Luda. Featuring Luda. Luda. It's his song. Luda. It's featuring.
Luda.
Luda will move on. Next.
What?
Pimpin' All Over the World, Ludacris featuring Bobby Valentino, Lonely, Akon.
Luda.
First one.
Luda. Luda computer.
Luda.
Akon.
Apparently I had to allow the word pimp in chat.
Okay, round number two. Don't you, the Pussycat Dolls caught up. Usher.
Don't you.
Don't you.
Pussycat Dolls.
Don't you. Moves on next.
Pussycat Dolls. Like that.
Waiting to see a post. Are we good to go?
Yeah, you're good. Post it.
Okay. Photograph, Nickelback, Rich Girl, Gwen Stefani.
Photograph.
Gwen.
Richie Rich.
Photo.
Sub.
Second one.
Moves on. Next.
My Humps, Black Eyed Peas, 1-2 Step, Ciara featuring Missy Elliott.
My Humps.
Missy Elliott.
My Hump, My Hump, My Hump.
Move on. Next.
Dumps.
Get Back, Ludacris, Pimpin' All Over the World. Ludacris featuring Bobby Valentino. So Ludacris versus Ludacris. Have fun.
That's Ludacris.
Ludacris.
Are Hurricanes coming through?
Okay. They're both
Get back.
Okay, hold on. We're going to go through this again so everyone knows what's going on, because people in chat saying Luda are not answering the question. So let's start this again, Brent.
Get Back taking on Pimpin' All Over the World.
Brent.
Get Back.
A Hurricane's coming through.
Get Back.
Get Back.
Jack.
Move on. Next.
Don't ya, the Pussycat Dolls. Rich Girl, Gwen Stefani.
Gwen.
Don't ya.
Gwen.
Gwen moves on. Next.
My Humps, the Black Eyed Peas. Get Back, Ludacris.
Is the Black Eyed Peas Luda? Peas.
Humps.
Burgalicious.
Humps move on. Next.
Rich Girl, Gwen Stefani, My Humps, the Black Eyed Peas.
Wedding.
Humps.
Gwen.
No. No chop. What are the choices?
Rich Girl, My Humps.
Rich Girl.
Humps.
Right?
Humps.
Move on. Next.
All right, semifinal matchups. Scrolling up. Here we go. Best of You, the Foo Fighters, Beverly Hills, Weezer.
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 The Weezer.
Weezer moves on.
Holla Back Girl, Gwen Stefani, My Humps, the Black Eyed Peas.
Holla Back Girl.
Holla Back.
Holla Back Girl moves on. Your main event.
Yes, we do not have a third place matchup anymore. So your main event, Beverly Hills, Weezer, Holla Back Girl, Gwen Stefani.
So.
Gwen.
Weezer.
Jobber win, Holla Back Girl. Rob.
For the reward, Holla Back Girl.
And ain't no Holla Back Girl. He ain't no Holla Back Girl. Which means that is the winner of the debate, number one. And number two, if I can find the sound there in time. There we go. Jabber, it is your time to shine. It is the presidential minute.
It's time for the Presidential Minute with the Lone Jobber. Lone Jobber.
And go.
Few times been around that track, I'm not gonna happen like that. Ain't no holla back girl, ain't no holla back girl. Few times been around the track, it's gonna happen like that. Oh, damn it. I need the music with unfortunately. Sorry guys. That's very unfortunate. So cutting it off, let's go with Loki. That was just happened. Amazing show. I enjoyed it. You know, I really wanted to talk about various things over the last few weeks, but you know, as somebody who's been doing this show for the last month now. I really appreciate everything. I really do enjoy coming back. This was fun. It really was. You know, I've been more consistent on the show than Brent, you know, because he missed the last week that we had on the show, I believe. So, no weeks off. That's what I'm going to say. Just how it is. You know. Now that I have a way to all talk to y'all, that's unfortunate for everybody else and my coworkers.
You hit a minute.
How much more time do I have left?
You hit your minute. Okay, there you go. That's the cool. Presidential minute. That's our show. So, I can't guarantee anything, but we'll try. We'll try some things. Tomorrow night's WTR Sunday at Russell Talk Radio, 10 p.m. Eastern. Monday night, there's no show because I'm watching football. Tuesday night, we're doing the Racks Thanksgiving show, and I see we're not so live for AEW. We may be back next Saturday. We'll figure it out. It's CB Radio Live on Facebook, Twitter, and the website.
CBRadioLive.com.
At WaltTalkRadio, at CB Radio GOA, at King Kins, at Lone Jumper, at Wayne Manson, Final Thoughts, sub.
Nothing that I can think of. Peace.
Rob.
Hey, thanks for everybody for sticking around during our hiatus. We're back. Hopefully for a little longer now.
We'll see.
Crossing our fingers. But hey, we're going to have fun while we're doing it. So enjoy the journey. Be safe. Have fun. Happy Thanksgiving.
Brent?
You know, this shit, just like Rock's computer right now, is bananas. B-A-N-A-N-A-N-A-N-A-S. We may see you tomorrow. Who knows? We may see you on Tuesday. We'll find out.
Fair. Jabber.
You know what? I actually did have a holiday show planned for the 31st. I was going to tell scary ghost stories. But that didn't happen, clearly, because Rock's computer decided to be the one that died. Happy holiday.
So that gave you more time to plan for the all the holiday shows you have to come up in December, right?
Yeah, right.
Anyway, this has been Zebria Live right here on Wild Talk Radio Network. We'll see you maybe next Saturday night along the airwaves of the Wild Talk Radio Network, streaming live at wildtalkradio.com, twitch.tv/WTRLive, and
CBRadioLive.com.